French reforms. Taxi wars. A case study of vested interests trying to fight off new competitors.
Paris is the only city in the world where it is hard to find a taxi. So, in 2008, said an embarrassed Nicolas Sarkozy, then France's president, exasperated by the near impossibility of hailing a cab on the capital's streets. He vowed to fix the problem, but backed down after cabbies blocked the streets during days of protest. 6 years on, his socialist successor, François Hollande, is again facing up to taxi drivers, this time as incumbents try to keep out smartphone-enabled private cabs. In rolling strikes this week, scores of licensed taxi drivers jammed the traffic by blocking intermittently the ring road or périphérique, access to airports and the Place de la Concorde. Their gripe? The emergence of new private cab services, known as voitures de tourisme avec chauffeur, which can be ordered via a mobile app. With 17,600 licensed taxis, the Paris region is not far off London's total of 22,000 black cabs. But the French capital has a dearth of minicabs, just a few thousand, against 50,000 in London. Until recently, it has been all but impossible in Paris to pre-book reasonably priced fixed fare trips. The arrival of startups such as Snapcar, AlloCab or Uber, a San Francisco-based operator, which supply a clean car and a friendly ride at a click, has been a revelation. Their growth was unleashed by a 2009 law, originally meant to deregulate the chauffeured car tourist market. This was far from the wholesale liberalisation of the taxi industry Mr. Sarkozy had once sought. His advisor, Jacques Attali, wanted up to 60,000 taxis and cabs on the Paris streets. And taxis still have a monopoly on curbside hailing. Yet the new operators have shaken up the market and enraged taxi drivers. Incumbents' licences, the numbers of which are limited, now trade for around €200,000. That's $270,000. The taxi lobby argues that drivers' livelihoods are under threat from the competition. Last month, the protests turned nasty when some of Uber's cars were smashed up. Despite his new pro-reform image, Mr. Hollande's approach has scarcely been start-up friendly. Beginning in January, the government imposed on private cabs a 15-minute wait before picking up passengers, but this decree has been suspended by the State Council, the highest administrative court. In response to the protests, the government has appointed a socialist deputy as a mediator. He accused the Sarkozy government of lighting a powder keg by starting deregulation in the first place. For their part, the startups want the decree outlawed. The competition authority was against it on the grounds that it would make consumers worse off. This is a novel argument in a country where producer lobbies are powerful and the state is uncomfortable about technology disrupting markets. Now that Parisians have begun to see how nice and convenient cabs can be, attitudes may change. People in France are fed up with monopolies, argues Pierre-Dimitri Gore-Coty, head of Uber in France. The French now realise that in real life, more competition brings innovation and improves the level of service.